It's now time for Cook with Gav. Gavin Murphy from Greystones is taking us on a trip to Italy, with his dish this week. How are you doing, Gavin?
How you doing, Shane? How's things?
I'm well. Take us to Italy, so away you go.
So, Italy. So, first I'd just like to say, if people wanted to click onto the Instagram page, Cook with Gav, in the highlights, you'll find the two dishes I'm talking about today, the gnocchi gorgonzola and the risotto. So you just click on it, and I've just done sort of very simple cook-alongs from the start to the end, how you would chop things, what times you would cook them for, and how you put them into a bowl. So it's sort of simple cook along with me.
Yeah, step by step.
Yeah. And it just sort of shows me, some people think risotto is a really tricky thing to do, but if you watch the video, if you kind of give yourself 20 minutes to just stand at the pot, it's not as hard as it seems.
Brilliant.
So for the risotto, I suppose the simple thing is make sure you get the right rice. You can use normal long grain or short grain rice, but Arborio rice, the Italian rice, is definitely the best because it has a higher starch content.
Yeah.
And it gives you that lovely creamy texture that you're looking for in a risotto. So you just measure out 250 grams of the risotto rice, and then in a pan, a little bit of butter and oil, you fry off some onions for about 3 or 4 minutes till they're nice and soft and sweet. You don't want to leave the raw onion there, so you want to cook that out. Then a little bit of garlic, and when that's ready, you pop in your risotto. And then a nice big glass of white wine once the risotto has been stirred into the rice, into the onions. And then I just put on the side a pot of stock. So I mixed in this recipe half mushroom stock and half chicken stock.
Right.
And then you just slowly ladle in your stock. So every time you feel the rice sticking to the bottom of the pot, you put another ladle of stock in. And what it does then is the risotto is absorbing all the flavors from the stock the whole time.
And any particular type of flavoring? I was going to ask you the flavoring. Any particular type?
So the one that I did is a mushroom tarragon and risotto.
Okay.
A mushroom tarragon and asparagus.
But can this work with any stock, you think?
Absolutely. So you can use a veg stock, you can use a chicken stock, you can use a beef stock, a veal stock. I just use the mushroom stock because I find even when you chop the mushrooms down in a risotto, it doesn't give you a very strong mushroom flavor. So what I do is add some of the mushroom stock to the chicken stock, and then that mushroom stock absorbs into the rice, and it actually gives the dish a little bit of a stronger flavor. So then you fry up some mushrooms, add them in. You can add dry or fresh tarragon. It depends. Some people like the flavor of the dry one. I find it's a little bit strong sometimes, so maybe even a little pinch of dry and some fresh. And then I just char off some asparagus, and then chop it into little pieces sort of to garnish the dish. So when you've got your... The best way, I suppose, for a risotto is to constantly taste it. So after about 4 or 5 minutes, have a taste, and you find it's quite grainy, still very hard.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes, taste again. After 15 minutes, and you'll notice as you're cooking, you'll absolutely notice the texture changing. And then all of a sudden, you get to about 20 minutes, and you go, okay, that's kind of where I want to be.
Yeah.
So you do it for maybe another minute after you get to just the right texture, and then take it off the heat. Two big knobs of butter and loads of Parmesan cheese, and that's kind of like the seasoning to finish the dish. So you don't need to put any salt into this.
Yeah.
Because you've already put your stock, and like the Parmesan cheese is inherently salty anyway, and so is your Irish butter. So that's going to season the dish for you. And then I just fried some mushrooms off and garlic just to pop on top to give it that extra lovely mushroom flavor.
All right. Well, listen, you had me going well. I was all with you the whole way, particularly with the butter. I love that addition. You lost me on the Parmesan cheese. I cannot get used to Parmesan cheese.
The Parmesan cheese, I suppose, is the traditional way to finish your risotto.
Of course it is.
But absolutely, a sprinkle of salt and then just your butter would still give you almost the same texture.
Yeah.
Parmesan just adds a real hit of richness and that little bit of saltiness.
Yeah.
But I mean, any of these ingredients, if you don't like them, if you're allergic to them, you can absolutely leave them out and substitute them with something else. If you don't want to put butter, you could put margarine, you could put a bit of olive oil.
No,
absolutely, just leave that fattiness.
No, we need the butter. Have to have the butter.
We're Irish, I mean, we can't have the butter.
Correct.
And then the second dish is gnocchi gorgonzola. So just buy yourself a pack of gnocchi in a shop. I mean, you can absolutely make your own gnocchi, and I will be doing a recipe to make gnocchi from scratch. It's just mashed potato and flour.
Yeah.
A little bit of water, but it's just as easy to buy if you're in the supermarket. But, you know, buy the gnocchi that's kind of pre-made, and it takes about two and a half minutes, that's it, in boiling water. And as soon as it floats to the top of the water, that's when you know it's done. So you don't need to test it, because it'll sit at the bottom, and then as soon as it's ready, all the pasta will float to the top. And you just scoop that off.
Right.
And then for the gorgonzola sauce, again, you just make a classic base. You cook off some onions, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of white wine, and then you add your cream in. Loads of black pepper for me. Now, some people don't like black pepper, so you can obviously leave that out.
Yeah.
And again, you don't want to put too much salt in this dish, because the blue cheese you're going to add is a pretty strong flavor. So gorgonzola has two types. There is dolce, which is sweet, and there's picante, which means spicy. So it's not spicy as in like chili spicy.
No.
But it just has a much bigger kick from the blue cheese, from the mould and blue cheese.
I use that one because it gives a much nicer flavour.
So I would use about half a block, like a half a wedge of the blue cheese.
Yeah.
And I melt that in, and the sauce becomes really thick and creamy. And then once your gnocchi is finished, take that out. Just let it steam a little bit, and then again a nice knob of butter into a hot pan, and you're going to fry off the gnocchi to give a little bit of a crisp to the outside. And then you just pop that into the cream mixture, mix it around into a bowl, and then you just crush some fresh walnuts. Again, you can toast them if you want, but I just like them just completely plain. So just crush up some walnuts over the top, a nice sprinkle of black pepper, and a big wedge of bread just to kind of mop up all that sauce.
Oh man, this is terrible.
That is Italian life, and I mean, obviously, yeah. I would love to pair it with a nice, a Pinot Grigio or a little glass of Nera d'Avola. Obviously, for something like risotto or gnocchi, I would generally tend to put it with a white wine. But I mean, they're big flavors, so they will take a nice light Italian red wine as well.
You see, like, you know, I'm starving now, and all I have around here are petrol stations. That's I might be able to get a chicken roll. That's it. Like, and you have me wanting to get all these flavors. So, listen, one last time, tell us where we can get this information. And
yeah, so it's cook_with_gav. So it's just on Instagram, and on the main page, you'll see all the pictures for the dishes, and then above in the highlights, you'll actually see all the cook-alongs that I've done since the start. So there's some desserts, a lot of savory courses. And hopefully for the next time I'm on, I'm going to be doing maybe some desserts. So we'll be doing homemade donuts and maybe some pasta banana.
Man, okay. All right, Gav, listen, appreciate that. Cook with Gav, Gavin Murphy. Thanks very much for joining us.
Super, Shane. Thanks a million.
All right, take care.